Welcome to the GTC podcast.
Welcome back to the podcast. GTC podcast, guys. Don't worry, we are still alive. We're still recording. I know it's been a while since we released an episode. I think the last one came out. Let's have a look. When did the last one come out? Summer last year. So almost 6 months, well, almost a year. So welcome back. And that one was from an Australian guy, from Marley, from Aussie Frontline. And then since then, we've actually gone back. Gone to Australia and come back. Madness. But yeah, so welcome back to the GTC podcast, formerly known as the Working Title podcast. It's a bit of a weird episode, really. We're coming from you live from the brand new GTC HQ. So if you hear some chirping of the birds, if you hear some clicking of my mouse, and if you hear some rattling of the crate, that would be our new puppy, which some of you eagle-eyed followers and listeners will know that we've got a new puppy. It's called Tenzing, after the Sherpa, the Everest Sherpa, and he's about 16 weeks now, and he is a Kelpie puppy. So yeah, keep following for more pup dates, and we'll include that in our updates for you as well. So the reason for this podcast is there is no guest. You know, with most of the podcasts, if you scroll back, most of the better ones and the ones that I enjoy the most have got a guest, and I like chatting to those people, finding out their story, and finding out how they, you know, improve themselves daily and impact the world, especially from a veteran standpoint, but not necessarily only veterans, from anyone that's doing something that's just a little bit different in our sort of community, in our space. If you can hear that vibrating, that's my phone left on the table, because although we're in a new location, our professional setup is, well, still lacking professionalism. So there you go. So yeah, the reason for this podcast is a solo one. It's just me nattering on. I want to keep it relatively short. And the idea is, mate, is just to give everyone a bit of an update, really. I was thinking about doing it on Instagram Live, and I might do an Instagram Live as well at some point, so that people can chime in. But I thought it would be a good excuse to give people an update on GTC, on where we're going, where we're progressing, and what we're pushing forward for into the summer, the spring, the summer, and this year. And I thought it might be a good shout to do it on here, long form. People can listen at their own time and get a bit of an in-depth. See, I told you, cage rattling. Get a bit of an in-depth sort of look into and listen into what GTC is up to, where it's been, and the stages for now. God, that's terrible. I do apologise, especially if you guys are listening with headphones, because that might be rattling you. Oi, stop that. Good boy. Right, so because the dog's being a menace, I will keep this as short as possible. So I've got a few things that I want to chat to you guys about. So the first thing that we are going to chat about is HQ location. So the location of the HQ transitioned. It was down in Essex, where I was based. Then I was in New Zealand, Australia for a bit. And now I am back in the UK, and we're up in Northamptonshire. There's currently no location for people to visit. It's just a warehouse sort of location. But that, I guess, is the first sort of future plan and aim, is to look at a unit in the not too distant future for extra storage, but also to have some sort of retail space to invite people to. That's not going to be yet. It's going to be a bit of a while, but yeah, that's the first sort of update for you guys. Next one is delivery. Because we've changed our distribution system for the better, it means that most orders, not all, but most orders now will go at 48 hour tracked with Royal Mail. We'll still have a processing time. We all say 2 to 3 working days for everything to go out. In reality, it's usually done next working day. We have collections 3 times a week. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you'll have your orders going out with 48 hour tracked service. The ones that don't go out 48 hour tracked are the smaller items. So our, if you buy a single patch, if you buy just a morale pack or just a coin, something like that, then it may go out just as Royal Mail second class like we did before. So it should still arrive within 2 to 3 working days, but you won't have tracking. So that's an improvement. No price change. The prices as they were, we're gonna keep them for now. But hopefully it means that we'll have a little bit more control. We'll be able to track those orders if they go missing, and be able to work sort of a little bit more efficiently and give you guys a bit of a better service on the on the delivery end. Perfect. So that's sort of the HQ, that's the delivery updates with GTC. We're already at 6 minutes, so I'll start wrapping this up because I know the ambient sound can be quite annoying with a pup. So plans for the podcast itself. So the poddy, guys, it is not over. You know, we are infrequent with it. We were very regular, then it's taken a bit of a back step. But, you know, we are still going. We are still live. We've been going since, like, 2019, I think it was, that we started. And you've seen hundreds of other podcasts from other veteran-owned companies or people start podcasts, fitness podcasts, that sort of thing, that have come and gone in that time. We are still going, we are still live, but we are a bit more infrequent. So just bear that in mind, guys. You know, we're doing our best. We are pushing to get it a bit more regular. We still don't have any plans to go into the video space. Would be nice, but, you know, my mum always told me that, you know, when I asked if I was good looking, she always said that, you know, make sure you're funny. So I haven't yet worked out how to be funny, but that gives you an example of why we do audio only. But yeah, maybe we'll move into video space, but we are working on some new guests. We've got quite a few lined up. It's just about lining up their schedules with ours. Now we're a bit more static. We've got the HQ in Northamptonshire. It makes sense, and we'll be able to get some people actually into the HQ for some recording, which will be good. And we can sort of actually start pushing forward with some more podcast episodes. So nothing amazing to announce yet, but just expect them. Also, what we're going to be doing is releasing the episode with a... He's just playing with his crate. We're going to release the episode with an email. So we'll send out the email to our GTC mailing list. So all you guys will get early access to the podcast as well, just to be streamed on normal platforms. So it'll be a little bit more efficient, and there are more episodes coming. Hopefully we can get into a bit of a regular amount, but we're still here. We're still working on it. It's just infrequent because it's part of everything we do. It's not everything we do. If that makes sense. Stop it. So GTC itself, let's do some updates with that. So now it's found a toy. Product updates. Don't want to give the game away too much, but we have something that we're working on off the back of feedback that we got for our Silkies. The Silkies aren't going anywhere. That edition, that version of the Silkies is going to stay forever. We've had a little bit of feedback reference making them a little bit more maybe hardy, so they can be secured a little bit easier and people can trust them a little bit more for more of those vigorous activities, like jiu-jitsu, like MMA, like, oh god, that's annoying, isn't it? That squeak. I hope it's not picking up too much, but I bet it is. Like jiu-jitsu, like MMA, like swimming, that sort of stuff. We've just had a little bit of feedback, so we're just adding an addition. I'm going to make a run of those, and they'll be in a specific sort of pattern that makes sense with what they are. Names we're toying about at the moment, but keep an eye out for that. New addition of the Silkies, in terms of a new shape, style, that sort of thing. Very much our classic, but a little bit more secure. Another product that we have coming up, we have a new camo dropping in the next couple of weeks for the Silkies, so the original Silkies, but in a new camo. It's kind of, you know, nodding towards the summer. Don't know if that helps anyone at all, but it's a very classic British camo that's going to be good in the summer slash beaches and desert. So that might be a massive hint for you guys. Anyone that gets that, slide in our DMs if you can guess what that camo is on Instagram, and maybe we'll send you out a sticker for free if you can, from those hints, guess what we are bringing out in the summer for the Silkies. So that's those ones. Another summer product, we're bringing a Mark II of our can coolers. So from the off, every summer we've released a limited batch of can coolers or koozies. Can't call them koozies, that's copyright, but they're koozies. So little sleeves that keep your can or your bottle cooler in the hot weather, and also keeps your hand dry if they're frozen or cold from the fridge, the condensation and stuff. So we've been doing those. We've improved the quality, we've improved the durability of these next ones, and they are sick. We are going to bring out a Christmas version, much like our Christmas Silkies, but that'll be released later on in the year. But for summer, we're going to be releasing three different colors. We're going to have a Tiger Stripe, a DPM and a Multicam, covering all those sort of plethora of the cult classic with the Tiger Stripe, the current sort of OG, if you like, or the not OG, but the current sort of go-to, which is obviously Multicam, and then an OG, which is DPM. You know, we are British at the end of the day, so let's keep it British, keep it normal. So yeah, rolling out three of those. Better design, more durable, slightly more expensive, but for good reason. God, we're so unprofessional with that squeak. But we're dog people. Go over it. Yeah, so that's what we've got coming in for the summer. Very exciting. Moving forward with that. We've got a restock of the flannel shirts. We're going for red. We've also got a rust colour coming in. Some of you may have seen the tease on the stories of that colour. We might drop a few more teases over the next couple of weeks so you can see them a little bit more in depth. So they're coming. We may release them in the summer. If they arrive and we can get everything up to date and have the time, we'll release them early. But if not, they are a drop for the autumn. Also coming in the autumn is the Cattleman Sherpa jacket. So it is a coat, it is a jacket. It's not just a flannel shirt. Sherpa lined, one colour. We may run off two. But yeah, that's an autumn winter item. And like final samples being completed, winter testing phase now, and they're doing really well. Doesn't look like we're gonna have to make many changes, so we should be on track for that, which is very exciting. So that's it for products. A little bit of an update. In the summer, we're rolling out the koozies, the can coolers again, Mark II edition, three different colors. Look out for them. We've got a massive restock of Silkies coming, including restocks of the Union Jack flag. They keep selling out, guys. Make sure you're on the mailing list because they fly off. And a new British themed desert type camo. DM us if you can get it from that. You definitely should have by now. And we'll lash you up some stickers. And yeah, so that's pretty much the summer. Perfect. Right, next one. Jesus, 13 minutes already. I do waffle, don't I? Okay, so next one is 10k giveaway update. So we have finally ticked over 10k followers on Instagram. Taken us what feels like an age to get there, but you know, we've got a great followership. They're not bought followers, they're not just random bots, they're people that support the brand, engage with the brand, and work within the community. So it's great to see, and lovely to see that we've built up to that level. Yeah, amazing. So thank you all for following, thank you for supporting, thank you for every share, like, comment, purchase. It really does mean the world. We're working on the giveaway. We're going to do some sort of charity donation, and also maybe raise some money for charity, and also give some stuff away. So keep an eye on the social media for that, and the email mailing list. That will come out as soon as we hatch out the details. I've got most things planned out, but it's just getting those final bits sort of sorted, and making sure we don't dip below if we lose some followers. But yeah, keep an eye out for that. And the last thing that I want to give you guys an update about is an upcoming charity event that we have lined up with one of the guys that we use for content creation called JBG. it's going to be based in sort of South Wales, Herefordshire way, and we're going to do sort of a fan dance type event. It's going to be mixed ability. It's not going to be a thrashing or anything like that. It's mainly an event just to bring people together, raise some money for a couple of different charities that have been close to all of our hearts. We're going to be supporting it with a bunch of rig, a bunch of clothing. We're going to do some giveaways. We're going to do some competitions on the day. But it's just a big social event, more than anything. It's trying to use our small platform to reach out to the community, do some work, to raise some money for charity, and also just give some people to work and walk and chat with some like-minded individuals. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that one. Charity event based out there with some good guys. So that's coming. We have got some other little bits in the works in the background as well, guys. Like, I don't want to speak out of turn yet, because we're working with different parties, different people that are working very hard behind the scenes to make these things happen. So we've got some more sort of charity events and stuff up in Scotland, and things that may pay off. We've also got some more sort of collab based items products that we're working on that we want to bring out. So yeah, we've got an exciting future, guys. We've got a noisy dog, an exciting future. I want to try and do this a little bit more, jump on, give you guys an update, and sort of keep you in the loop of how we're developing, how we're progressing, how we're moving. It just gives me a way of sort of having a mini rant. Good boy. Give me an excuse to have a mini rant, get some ideas out there, and give you guys a nice update all in one place. So thank you guys for listening. Sorry about the massive delay. There will be some more exciting content coming. More exciting episodes with some more exciting people. But this one is just a welcome back to the podcast. The reasons why we've been delayed and what we've got coming into the future. And oh my God, dog, shut up. Thanks for listening, guys. And welcome back to the GTC podcast. Stay wavy.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the GTC podcast. Remember, do something that makes you just a little bit better every single day. Don't forget to head over to our Instagram @GTC Podcast. Thanks again. Stay wavy.